The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Magi had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod had died, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for there those who sought the child's life are dead." He rose, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go back there. And because he had been warned in a dream, he departed for the region of Galilee. He went and dwelt in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled: "He shall be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On the news not too long ago, it was reported that three children were removed from their home and placed in a foster home because of abuse. Another report concerned two teenagers who murdered their parents because of a misunderstanding. And hardly a day goes by that some sort of violence against families is reported. You kind of wonder what'll happen next. In this day when spousal abuse, the high divorce rate, and the lack of respect for life, it can be frightening, to say the least. And the sad part is that so often children are caught in the middle of all this. One reason may be that we live at a time when families are just too busy. They often find themselves going in opposite directions. There are school events, extracurricular activities, sports, and meetings galore. Aside from a few hours they spend at home sleeping, some teenagers hardly get to see their parents, let alone have any time to do anything together. So often we see family values fall by the wayside, and someone who attempts to get families back on track runs the risk of being crucified by society or the media. Add to this broken homes, broken relationships, broken individuals. When will it end? Or better yet, how will it end? This weekend, we celebrate the wonderful feast of the Holy Family. And in this feast, and particularly in the second reading today, I believe we can find some solution to the crisis facing families in this modern age. What families need today is what Paul spoke about in that second reading that he wrote to the Colossian community. He tells it as though we were putting on layers of clothing. We all know how to dress for winter, for cold days. And Paul suggests that kind of layering for families. He suggests, first of all, clothe yourself with heartfelt mercy. Then add kindness and humility and patience. Bear with one another. Add forgiveness for one another. And finally, he says, put on love, which binds them all together and makes them perfect. You know, the lesson of the scriptures is not outdated. That message is as vital today as it was on the day that Paul wrote those words. Do you think a home where there is prayer and faith and mercy and compassion, where there is care for one another, where there is forgiveness when it's necessary, those are not the families facing crisis. Those are not the families whose kids get into serious trouble before they are mature adults. You know, nothing is easy in life, and I do not want to oversimplify the solution. But families face a real challenge today. There are no easy bargains in family living any more than in anything else. It's going to require work and effort on the part of both spouses and the children as well. Don't you think we can look to Nazareth for a possible solution? The example of Joseph, Mary, and the child Jesus living as a holy family provides us with some real material for our reflection. It wasn't easy for them. Joseph had a carpenter shop. Mary took care of the home. And the child Jesus, like any kids today, helped his dad, his foster father. Mary did not just kneel in the corner with her hands folded, nor did Joseph stand in the opposite corner holding a lily, as he is so often pictured. Let's begin to care. Let's begin to be compassionate. Let's begin to be understanding. Let's begin to be forgiving. Let's begin to take time for one another. Let's put those layers on one at a time and accept the challenge the scriptures give us. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the Holy Family, bless our families and their efforts to live like the Holy Family.